But for a man to walk out on the sea, and then when the other man walked out with him and started to sink with no faith, he reached his hand out and they thought, this is it. Verse 34, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many touched were made perfectly whole. So it was the story of the woman who had reached out and touched the hem of his garment. They'd realized that I could just touch his garment. I could just get close enough to touch that. I'll tell you what, though. I want to say this, that people think that, like, it's about their faith. But it's not about your faith. It's about the who you're placing your faith in. And they have great faith in him. I mean, if some other man had walked around and they had faith, if I could just touch that guy's garment, would they have been healed? No. It is because God had testified of him and given them faith. And that he was a special one whom you could put your faith in and salvation would happen and healing would happen. So it's not our faith, though he says, be it to you according to your faith, but it's only because your faith is in him. It's not just the power of faith in and of itself or undefined. Faith is defined as faith in Christ and Christ only, not in something else. We don't have faith in healing or faith in miracles or faith in the way of miracles or the way or whatever, or in the idea or in garments or in clothing or in cloth or in oils, but it is in the Son of God himself. Our faith is placed in the person of Christ. And that faith, your faith in him, that being your faith will make you whole because you are believing in the power of him to make you whole. And he is ready and there to do it. And we'll say, well, why doesn't he heal today? Well, that would be disputed by many, right? That there are some people who say, yes, he is healing today. And I would say, I would not argue with that because, some things are anecdotal and some things are things that happen to people personally. But the ministry that was when Christ was present is gone. It's not the same ministry anymore, though. That's for certain. You know, there's a lot of research done on some of these guys who go on TV and they pretend to be healing miracle men. And, the miracles they do are false. They're not really miracles. You know, they bring wheelchairs to the event, and they set them down in wheelchairs, and then they have them get up out of the wheelchairs. You know, take old people, put them in wheelchairs, and people play along with this. And there's also people who are really moved by faith and want to believe that they're going to be healed, and they go out there and they go beyond their normal abilities. And I would attribute that to the work of adrenaline and so on and so forth. I remember seeing a young man with spina bifida. It's one of these healer miracle men. And what happened? The kid still obviously had spina bifida. You could look at him and he was definitely afflicted with spina bifida. I mean, he was crooked and his body was all misshapen. And he got up and he started walking around on his pathetic little limbs. And it was terrible to see. And he was doing, he's doing more than he's ever done. He's walking more than he ever has. And so people will do. You know, it's like the stories you hear about people who lift more than they ever were capable of in extreme circumstances. And people get worked in these extreme moments where they will do beyond their abilities. But you don't see a lot of blind men, I can see. You don't see people's with, spina bifida straightening up and walking like normal people. You don't see that. And that's what the ministry of Christ was. And that's gone. I mean, maybe somewhere isolated there's been miracles. I won't say it's impossible, but it's just gone. Because the man whom they were having faith in is gone. You know, the children of the bridegroom, can they fast while the bridegroom is present with them? No. But someday the bridegroom will be taken away. And then they're going to fast. You know, the bridegroom has been taken away. And God does not testify of the gospel or of the Son of God by miracles anymore because he's not testifying of any man. You know, When he did miracles after Jesus left, it was for the apostles' sake, to testify that they were the heirs, that they were his disciples, and that they were carrying forth the message that he came to give. And it was to give legitimacy to their ministry. And right now, I don't see any ministry that God has seen fit to give legitimacy to by doing public miracles and great wonders among them. Because if there was any real, I mean, if someone could do real miracles, the news would be there. You get someone with a shriveled up arm. You know, I mean shriveled up, like where it's shorter and something, some sort of congenital or other defect has caused that thing not to grow right. And you take someone with spina bifida whose body is deformed and you set them right again and you do it on TV like they do, you would get multitudes of news reports. You know? You would. And if it's being done in some dark corner of the world, you know, there's always stuff in Africa, this and that. You know, I look at the way Christ did things and he said, don't tell anyone. Don't make a big deal about it. And so, I would be more likely to believe those things because they're done in secret. But the big miracle shows, the medicine shows, and the mountebanks of the miracle ministries are fakes. They don't make people perfectly whole. They just kind of get them worked up. And get them to walk around the stage for a little bit, get excited. I have no pain. Adrenaline kills pain. There's a lot of natural body chemicals that will kill pain. I had a backache and it feels better, you know. There's no one like, I'm missing an eye and I got one now. Like they say, skeptics reply to these miracle ministries is this. And you see a lot of wheelchairs, but you don't see a big pile of wooden legs or of glass eyes. And we know God has the power to do these things. So these ministries are not very powerful and are in fact mostly just fakery.